For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Monday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. Hope you're doing great this morning. I sincerely mean that. I hope you're coming off of a great weekend. Did you wake up this morning and say good morning to our Lord and be grateful that you had breath in your lungs this morning? I pray you're enjoying your relationship with God. Think about someone whom you love, spouse, children, your best friend, siblings. You have a relationship with these people, and that's why you just, even when you think of them, you just smile or you get excited. You've spent time with that person. You've gotten to know that person. And so now you're in a relationship, and it's a blast. Well, I hope you are having a relationship with our God. There's nothing greater. It's so rich and so deep. Like Paul said, I don't even have adequate words to describe this gift from God, Jesus Christ. Having a personal relationship with our God. Wow, what a way to start your day. Well, I hope you're all doing great. And as I've promised I would always do, in addition to telling you where we're going to be next, what our upcoming meetings are, I always like to tell you where we've been. And we just came back from a great daytime meeting, an annual women's tea at First Baptist of Belchase. Hello to everyone over there. I know they're listening. They tell me they do. And they just pulled out all the stops. They just did a great job to have us come, and we are so thankful to them. And so Debbie and Jill and Callie and just that whole crew over there, thank you for a wonderful time in our Lord. And I promised this next lady, she's going to laugh. I would give her a shout out. So I was getting ready to leave, and this lady comes up to me. She says, Anna, I listen to you every day. I said, oh, I'm so glad. Thank you very much for letting me know. And I said, how is it that you get to listen to us every day? She said, well, I'm a taxi cab driver for our city. She says, and boy, every time, you know, A Future in Hope with Anna Donahue comes on, I'm listening. She says, but what's so neat, I've had people in my cab, and I'm able to then share with them. I just loved that. I don't know, I just thought that was the neatest thing. I tell you, my brethren, the power of radio, the power of broadcasting the good news on these airwaves. Case in point, this precious taxi cab driver. So I told her I would give her a shout out, Monica. I know she's flipping out right now, probably putting her hands on the steering wheel going, oh my gosh. And so Monica, we just say hello to you and everyone in your little cab. Hello from all of us in Anna Donahue Ministries. So anyway, well, all week we're going to be talking about trusting God, continuing from last week. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, yes, all your ways, A-L-L, your ways, acknowledge him, and he'll make straight paths for your feet. He'll direct your steps. I'm going to go into this all week, so join me all week on A Future Note with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.